spoke about just the nature of this game, playing the Jets so many times, it allows you to see system for system and necessary adjustments. What sort of adjustments did you make or need to make tonight to get the victory after the previous two games?
Well, they're just small adjustments. They do the same thing with us. It comes more from, it's not a philosophical change. It's more set breakouts and face-offs, and they do the same thing. You know, I thought our specialty teams was the difference to me. And the execution on both, our penalty kill was real good, and our power play was good. And I guess that's what you get to look at a little bit when you play somebody so many times. You get to see what they're doing. But they're small changes, not really philosophical changes on the game.
What has stood out to you about Ryan Johansson's talent level in game since he's been a part of your team?
Well, he's a really smart player, and in not a very large amount of space on the ice, he can make a lot of things happen. He's got a high threshold for panic, and he's very calm and slows things down, and with that he's able to make plays. So, you know, he made a heck of a pass to Nealer on the power play goal, and then, you know, to be able to poke it in from the side there. So it's just... they've been a good pair. They've done a nice job together.
You know that Pekka personally hasn't been happy with his individual game as of late. With a performance like this, is this something that can be easily, well, not say easily, but can be built off of?
He did a lot of good things last game. You know, he made some big saves. There was a couple of, you know, Kane's one of those. Patrick Kane splits the D, and that's one of those moments that we needed to do something better in front of him. But there was a lot of good things in the last game for him to build off of. I thought he was really sharp tonight. Battled in there. Did a good job battling through. It was a lot of traffic in the crease at times and fighting through and finding the puck, making the original save, finding the puck to make the save, finding the rebound, smothering the rebound. So he did a lot of good things in there tonight.
Of course, the key is to take this victory and stretch it into two, stretch it into three. What goes into that? I know it has been a struggle this season to do that.
Well, we got to be consistent with what we're doing. There's a lot of things that go into it. I guess if I was going to sum it up in two words, we're at our best when we play with energy and we execute well. So energy and execution. But there's no question. You know, it's just the first step to getting something going in the right direction. Now you got to build off of it.
From your point of view, did it seem like the Jets were a frustrated team tonight? Because it didn't seem like they had a lot of room out there. I guess that speaks to how well you played defensively.
Yeah, I mean, we've been pretty good defensively. There's been even tonight there was a couple of moments where we let up that first goal and somebody gets behind us in the second period. So there's a couple things that we're doing that need to be better. But, you know, defensively our guys have been playing tight. We haven't been letting up a lot of shots and... tonight we thought we were battling with Pecks in front of him to try and box things up.